I don't often like to interject without having music on, but Georgia, what a beautiful rendition. I'm so sorry that everyone listening couldn't hear it too. Thank you for singing along.
It's okay, I'm a theater kid, that's what I do. Put on some tunes, specifically show tunes. Mate, that stuff gets me going.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, up next is not a show tune, but it is another song that you like. But first, I would like to say just big thank you to Alexis for calling in. That was very fun. And I would like to talk about the last time Alexis called in, which was freshman year, if I remember correctly. And she was supposed to join me on the show, but I believe that she was ill. So she called in with some song requests. First was the Gummy Bear song.
Mm.
And the next was My Neck, My Back.
Lick my and my
Yeah, exactly. My parents, I think I took a screenshot of my parents' reaction in text. They're just like, I think my dad was just like, WTF.
Oh,
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's why we're having a nice G-rated, radio show. Because it is safe harbor, not safe harbor hours. So there might be children listening to the radio. Go to bed, kids. It's 9 p.m.
It's so past your bedtime, unless you're in New Zealand.
In which case, it is 1 p.m. tomorrow.
Party on, kiddos!
Happy Friday!
Woo!
Woo! The Jackson 5, coming up next.
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah!
Oh, baby, I will.
Some nice mellow background music.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah. So, we just had, up before this, Rusted Root with Send Me On My Way. And the last time I heard that song, I was listening to one of my very favorite radio stations. Other than WMFO, because WMFO is like obviously my favorite radio station. Georgia and I are actually wearing matching WMFO t-shirts.
Because we're gross, you guys. Like, actually sickeningly gross. But I feel like we're justified. I mean, we haven't hung out in like 5 months, so.
Yeah, and then we hung out
for
a month, and before that it was another like 5 or 6. So like, yeah. Oh yeah, we're allowed. Speaking of sickeningly gross, the last time I heard Send Me On My Way by Rusted Root was when I was listening to one of my favorite radio stations, 107.1 The Peak in White Plains, hometown, just so good. Like, even the ads are good because I know all the jingles. I had one of my radio shows about jingles, like, hey, yeah, what jingles do you like? And then I thought I was going to play jingles. I didn't. Anyway. So first, they played Crowded House, Don't Dream It's Over. I was just like, oh my God, New Zealand band. I was on my way in my, this is the important part of the story. I was in my car on my way to pick up Georgia from the airport at like 6 a.m. and hit me with Crowded House. Then he hit me with Rusted Root. I'm on my way. Just like,
yeah,
the wait is over. Yeah. I'm not dreaming. And I'm on my way. And I was very excited. I was like, this DJ gets me.
That's so good. Yeah. I love it when that happens, when the perfect song happens and you're just like, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and you just want to like,
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my gosh. Max came and picked me up from the airport, and I'd been flying for I'd been traveling for like 27 hours. No, that's a exaggeration.
No, it's probably less than that. I think that's an under-exaggeration.
Yeah?
Because it was like, I think it would have been 24 hours if you'd arrived.
28, 29 hours. Anyway, it was a ridiculously long time. So like, finally got to New York and Max was there and it was just like, oh, thank God. And I sat next to a cat on the plane, and it was like, it was a good day, you guys.
Cats are good.
Because then I got to see Max as well, but the cat was also really good.
Yeah. You know, in the meantime.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
I petted it. It was good.
So good.
Yeah. So yeah, speaking of sickeningly gross, you know, like, can I say
sure,
you know, the penis game. Just checking I can say the word penis on it. Anyway, you know the game where you like have competition to see who can yell the word penis the loudest? Me and Max have been coming up with this, another really gross game where we walk past people and who can say the most like uncomfortably romantic thing, like as we pass someone.
The most cringeworthy thing. So, like, just to see if they turn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were some of the ones we said today?
I don't know. Like, we only came up
my
with
life
this today.
Was over before I met you.
Or like something about breathing. What was that one?
I love you more than I love breathing.
the woman walking by us, she had headphones in, and I think she still turned around.
Yeah, that's good fun, guys. We are functioning adults in a healthy relationship. Cackling. Yeah. So, this is just like a little bit of insight into what it's like when me and Max finally get to hang out together.
We have fun.
We have our kids. Yeah. No, we'll be reminiscing about these days one day when we're old and wrinkly.
You know, I wasn't going to play it next, but so I have an Alexa, and Alexa's wonderful because Alexa has access to all of your things, which is good and bad. But one of the things that Alexa has access to is my Spotify.
Ooh.
So rather than just having like a normal boring alarm, you can set Alexa at any time of the day to play any song that you would like, as long as it's on Spotify.
Nice.
Or in your library, or you can tie in whatever other music things you want. This isn't a PSA, I'm not going to go any further, but 9:05 a.m. we have been playing this song by They Might Be Giants daily, and it's very fun, and I'm gonna play it. You know the one, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are we gonna dance?
Yeah, and you yes, we are. You talking about us being old and wrinkly just inspired me to play this song.
Good.
Yeah. So here's They Might Be Giants with S-E-X-X-Y.
Man. a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum. Charge the people a dollar and a half just to see them. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. Hey, farmer, farmer, put away the DDT now. Give me spots on my apples, or leave me the birds and the bees. Seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. Late last night, I heard the screen door slam, and a big yellow taxi took away my old man. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. I said, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. They pay paradise, put up a parking lot.
A parking lot.
So, for those of you, like us, who are wondering just what were they saying in the last song, I have looked up the lyrics for you. And the last stanza is, "When the lanterns fill with finches, so begins the brawl, 'cause their brains are like porcupines, and mine's a paper ball. I know they don't understand, they don't get us at all. Their moss mangles polyanthus, and mine's a paper ball."
Wow. That. And the song is called Vegan in Furs, which is, I love that song, and that song title is just, like, ridiculous.
Here's another one of the stanzas. "So what if Wednesday finds us wearing rabies parachutes, foaming like the melodies of seafoam fairy flutes? The atmosphere is vicious, we're sticking to the brine. Yeah, and we both despise all of the academic swine. Who made the author of Discuss Ulysses Benign?"
Wow.
What's it mean? I think it means a lot of nothing, and I think that if you listen to their other music, you will also find that they talk a whole lot about not very
but
much.
But I love songs that the lyrics are just like, what the heck? Do you know what song we should play?
I don't.
Come together.
Yeah. What does that, if anybody has any idea?
Yeah. What are those lyrics about?
No, actually,
what? We're going to have a listen and just listen to how fun and silly the lyrics are.
So
I don't understand them. If anyone has some insight about what they reckon that song, either the song that we just played, Vegan in Furs by
Satanic Panic in the Attic,
yeah,
by Of Montreal. Yeah, it's
I'm
on the
tired,
album.
Guys.
Yeah,
it's
we haven't
off
had
the
dinner.
Album.
It's 9:45.
Oh my gosh.
In the PM.
But yes, the next song we'll play, if you have some insight of what you think it is about, have a listen. Call in on 855-915-WMFO. That is
855-915-9636.
Yeah. Or you know, just text me.
So we have a studio right over there. You can see it through the window. And I've done homework in there a couple of times. And they have the same setup that we have here in Studio A. Like two microphones. We have four in here, I know. Two microphones, a board, and you can plug in your computer. So I had my computer plugged in. I was listening to music. And I was typing on my laptop, and I was like, oh, this makes such a good sound. So I put the mic right down next to the keyboard, put my headphones in, and I couldn't hear myself typing in real life, but I could hear it clear as day through my ASMR headset. So we're going to look up, what does come together mean? Oh, okay. They had John Lennon had an interview with Playboy in 1980. Okay. Let's see. During his 1969 bed-in with Yoko Ono in Toronto, John Lennon wrote the first draft of the lyrics for Come Together, the song that would eventually lead off the last album the Beatles made together, Abbey Road, written at the request of the psychologist Timothy Leary for his planned campaign to be the governor of California. The song took a different path after Leary ran into legal problems that effectively derailed his candidacy before it really got started.
Wow. Leary guy.
Yeah,
wow.
Everywhere. As is the case with many of Lennon's compositions, and especially those from the later period of Beatles and solo recordings, there's no shortage of inside jokes and sly cultural references to events that were going on during the time period.
Aww.
He bagged production, he got walrus gumboot, he got Ono sideboard, he won spinal cracker, he got feet down below his knees, hold you in his armchair, you can feel his disease. They don't explain those. Here it is. There's been plenty of debate about what the lyrics are actually about. Not everyone agrees that each of one of the four verses relates to an individual Beatle. But matching the verses to each member is a bit tricky. The third verse above, which I just read, is the easiest, loaded with references that can be traced to Lennon himself. Most notably, the Yoko Ono reference with Ono soundboard.
Ah.
I never knew what they were saying right there. The verse also contains one of the most famously misheard lyrics, with the incorrect lyric, "Hold you in his armchair, you can feel his disease," even making it into print on the official sheet music for Come Together. Although, the correct reading was actually, "Hold you in his arms, yeah, you can feel his disease."
Oh, that makes a little more sense.
But Lennon heard the incorrect version and liked it, so he gave it his endorsement.
Nice.
So which one's correct? Another misheard portion comes at the very beginning, with Lennon whispering what sounds like "shoot," when in actuality it is "shoot me," with the second word getting drowned out by the hand claps that immediately follow. The Coca-Cola line, "he wear no shoe shine, he got toe jam football, he got monkey finger, he shoot Coca-Cola, he say I know you, you know me, one thing I can tell you is you got to be free." No, it was a cocaine reference, not Coca-Cola soft drink. That bit was, I thought it was pretty, clear, "he shoot coca," the BBC apparently were not up to date on their drug slang references. Ironically, they banned the track for a more innocent reason. They considered the lyric to be advertising for Coca-Cola, which went against their policies.
Oh dear.
What does it all mean? The best answer for that question may come from Lennon himself. He told a Playboy interviewer in 1980 that the song was gobbledygook, created in the studio. Gobbledygook, perhaps, but still a compelling subject to ponder all these years later. So what does it mean? Not much at all.
But I like that, and you can take from it what you want.
Yeah, it can mean whatever you really want it to mean. It's Come Together. So, let's listen to it.
Alrighty.
Hold you in here.
Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe.
When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians.
It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections.
When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. That's not proper use of semicolons. Those should be commas.
A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford. Be safe, guys.
And make music with zipper on your pants.
Yeah.
Yeah, this song's a bit funny. I guess since freshman year, I've been following this guy on Instagram because I think he just popped up one day. And I was like, yeah. His name is Windows 95 Man. I always thought it was Windows 95 Guy, but whatever. And he's like a... some, like, European DJ of sorts. And he wears a Windows 95 shirt and jorts shorter than mine. And if you are familiar with my jorts, those are jean shorts. And this song is called My Shorts Are So Tight, the sexy vocal mix. He's from where? Esbor. What?
I have a funny story for people in New Zealand listening. So I don't know if you've ever come across this, but people think New Zealand is in Europe. And at the airport the other day, I got chatting to someone, and I was like, oh yeah, I'm from New Zealand. And then he was like, oh, I just met a couple people from the Netherlands. You guys are really nice people. And I was like real tired and I couldn't be bothered correcting him, but it's kind of funny.
Yeah. Americans,
God.
Yeah. American exceptionalism, but maybe just exceptionally stupid.
Yeah, unfortunately.
But there are always the exceptions. All right, we're going... Whoa. Since we can't end the hour with this, we're going to close it off with a wonderful song from
Aotearoa.
Thank you.
It's okay. He says it right, like most other times.
Most of the time, I'm really good at saying Aotearoa.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, my brain just was like, yeah. Here's Bliss by The Dudes.
Thanks, good night, everybody, and a good afternoon.
Thanks for tuning in. Mellow Max is here next week. Groovy Georgia will be back eventually. She can call in anytime she wants.
Yeah, let's do that. That'd be fun.
Yes, please. Last time you got shy, I was like, oh, call in. You're like, no, I don't want it. But it's fun.
We'll see.
Here is Bliss by The Dudes.
Bye.
Thanks for listening, everyone. It's been really fun. And just wait until the next installment of Mellow Max and Groovy Georgia take WMFO.
Woo.
Woo. We'll wear matching t-shirts again.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Enjoy. Good night.
Bye.